Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Biggest story in the NFL, the big deal signed by Dak Prescott. Prescott, long ago, was once a Cowboys backup quarterback, as was John Kitna. He's going to join us here in 45 minutes as the reaction is hot and heavy this morning. We're asking on the poll question this morning, what's likely to happen in the next 4 years, the four-year deal with Dak? Cowboys win a Super Bowl in that time, or Dak leaves the team, and as you might expect, the overwhelming reaction has been the latter. Mostly because people love to hate on the Cowboys, but also because of what Dan Graziano brought up in our last segment. It's just really difficult, as Key has also said, to win the Super Bowl. No better example.
It's really difficult for every team.
It's not even the Super Bowl. It's hard to win in the National Football League.
Like you said, LaFleur,
not even the Super Bowl, Zubin. A damn game. It's hard to win.
That's for every team, though, right?
Yes, it is. But
I know what you're saying is that proportionally the amount of attention that America's team gets is more than other teams. But, I mean, we did talk for a long time about, Coach LaFleur and a decision he made and Aaron Rodgers and how that affects his legacy.
Not the same, though, Jay.
I know Green Bay is not the same as Dallas, but also Dallas is America's team.
Right? They've been
self-proclaimed. Exactly my point even more. Right? No. Like it's like when people get on LeBron – for being King James, that's self-proclaimed to a degree, right? Stop. I'm not weaving around it. But I'm saying when you give yourself a name and it becomes a bigger story, that obviously becomes one of the talking points surrounding your team.
Look, I understand the hate.
I get it.
Well, I'm not hating. I'm just being –
No, not you. Yeah, okay. just in general, how people feel about USC football program or Duke's basketball program. When you just have this aura about you, the biggest stadium, the prettiest stadium, the first real mega stadium that was built with all the bells and the whistles. Have you ever been inside that stadium?
No, I have not.
You got to see it's crazy, like a shopping mall in certain places. But with all of that, plus the owner is flamboyant and the owner is cool. And it's just – so I get that. People will blame the owner for – the demise of the I was going to call it a program as if it's in college, of the organization. First of all, he's done a tremendous job from buying the team to where they are today. The growth of the NFL, all the different things.
That gold jacket does verify that.
Agreed. He's picked some back head coaches along the way. Why he made the decision to hire certain guys, I have no idea.
Dave Campbell?
Comfort, I'm assuming, right? He hired Jimmy, friend of his, college teammate, won two championships. Barry Switzer, essentially, autopilot, won a third. They haven't been back since. Mm-hmm. Brought in Bill Parcells, kind of got a rebirth. Bill Parcells leaves. In comes Wade Phillips. They start off hot, then they go cold. Jason Garrett's there. He love affair, like a son, the whole deal. They kept teasing you for all those years. I think Jason Garrett was there 11 years. So out of that long tenure, it was a lot of teasing going on. Now I think that they hired Mike McCarthy. They figured out what to do on the defensive side. Mike Nolan was there because of Mike McCarthy relationship. He was his offensive coordinator when he was in San Francisco. So I get why he hired him. They figured it out by going to get Dan Quinn. If Dan Quinn could get the defense turned around, I think the offensive side of the ball is in good shape. I think they're in good shape. Jerry's not calling the plays. He's not out there training the players.
They're going to deserve all the attention because it's like they're the Yankees, man. It's like as soon as Steve Cohen bought the Mets and the Mets are trying to make potential free agent hirings, right? Like, oh, where are the Yankees going to do? Where are they going to do? Like, everything will come back to the Yankees the same way, even though Brooklyn's killing it. Like, what are the Knicks? What's going on with the Knicks? Like, that's what's happening with Dallas. It doesn't matter what else happens outside of Dallas. Every single year with their star power, Key, with all the Michael Gallups, with the Amari Coopers, with the Dak Prescott now signing for this money, he's deserving of their money. We want every athlete to get their money. But with that, you have to expect there to be relentless attention on every move they make so they can win a Super Bowl. I mean, that comes along with the territory.
Yes, I expect.
But you feel like it's unfair criticism to a degree. That's what I feel like when I hear you talk that way.
Because you got to let it play out.
Oh, I understand that.
People don't let it play out. They rush to judgment on what the finished product is going to be. And I think it's wrong. I'm not quick to say that they're not going to eventually 4 years from now in that fourth year and final year that they make it to the Super Bowl and win. I don't know that. I can't see the damn future.
Well, nobody can, but you're
but they act like they
can. Well, you're making a projection based upon history from the franchise to a degree and things of that sort.
I understand and I get it. And I think that he's a hell of a quarterback and he deserves every penny he's going to get.
Agreed.
And I watched him when he wasn't on the team, as you rattled off prior to the break, the four straight games that they lost. What a great murderer's row. Those guys all got life, those teams. Right? Those are teams that got life.
They wouldn't make it past the first commercial break on ID Network. I mean, they would be murdered during the first
commercial break. Yes, because you're talking about teams that are bad that they lost to, and Dak Prescott was not there, and that team completely just fell apart and disintegrated.
Arizona, the Washington football team, the Eagles, and the Steelers.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think any of those teams met the expectation level that anybody thought for them.
And they were winning.
The Steelers were undefeated at that time, right?
And they were winning.
Right, but the way they finished.
Yeah, the way they finished.
I think most people are very disappointed in that.
It's just, look, I think he's going to do terrific. You know, I know people are not upset, but people are not happy that he got the type of contract that he got. There's
why?
Fans. When I say
he's
people.
He's deserving of it. That's what the market dictates.
Because it's just what they do. They wanted him to get paid, and then he got paid, and they're saying that he shouldn't have got paid.
Now maybe
all this talk about, oh, we're in a pandemic. What's going to happen? Owners are losing money.
Owners ain't losing money.
I know. Just say that's what people were saying.
Please.
You know, during this run.
Now, for both of you, maybe this is why people are upset. Now, maybe this is why people were upset. When you said he's great, he's a hell of a quarterback, he deserves every penny he should get, I thought for a second you might have been talking about Patrick Mahomes, because I think that also applies to him. I think most people, these are fans, that there is a wide gulf between Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. All you have to do is take a look at their accomplishments, MVP, Super Bowl championship. Now, this is why some people maybe are looking at the Dak deal differently. I'm just going to rattle off a couple of things in Dak's deal, which, by the way, the Cowboys still have not confirmed, but it's reputable reporting. So we're going to go with these numbers, okay? Mahomes versus Prescott. And if the gulf between them is so wide, why are the numbers this close? Average annual value of the deal.
Oh, okay, of the deal.
Right, of the deal, right? Take the deal total divided by the number of years. In this case, is 4. So for Mahomes, it's going to be $45 million. Keep in mind, of course, his deal to a degree is more than double.
Yeah, he's
Dak Prescott's more than double. 45 mil average annual value for Mahomes, 40 million for Prescott. So in the neighborhood, when many people don't think these guys are even in the zip code talent-wise. Signing bonus, Mahomes, $10 million. Dak, $66 million.
It's all about the structure.
And here comes the most important thing that Key has said, guaranteed money. For Mahomes, even though it's 503, and that's the number we look at, right, Key, half a billion, guaranteed money, 141.48 for Patrick Mahomes. Dak Prescott, 126. A difference of a little over $15 million in guaranteed money.
One guy, 10-year contract?
Correct.
One guy, 4-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
One guy can get to free agency closer. Another guy is closer. I mean, another guy is tied up in Patrick Mahomes. So he will have to do all sorts of things to get back to free agency. But again, in the end, if Patrick Mahomes is at the level that he's been at, they're going to tear his deal up and extend him anyway. And if Dak Prescott gets to the end and he's doing what he's supposed to do, they're going to make him a $60 million quarterback. And if not, he'll be working with me and you. It's just how it is.
We'll see. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. A reminder, with Progressive Insurance, drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today to find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. On the way, why one of the Cowboys' biggest rivals is making a huge statement at the quarterback position. Dak got a 4-year deal. This guy started 4 games. So why so much confidence? Somebody get in there and rescue Key.
Imagine jumping in the pool, your lifeguard holding your nose.
Key, stand up. I'll save you. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
No running in the pool. Walk, please.
The Eagles just ended a quarterback controversy by agreeing to trade Carson Wentz. Would they really invite another one by drafting a QB 6th overall this April?
Would you take a quarterback there to compete with Hurts?
Absolutely.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And you thought the Cowboys were the only team in the division with drama? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Poolside? No, not yet. Maybe this summer will be poolside. He's ready to go just in case. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests.
I'm going on vacation. I'm
on the
be
Goodyear
poolside.
Hotline.
That's for sure.
Make sure you put that sunblock on. Just hoping you come back alive. That's all.
FBS or FPF?
Stop.
Jeez.
ID network.
You've gone 48 years without it. I mean, you just
Murder
don't
mystery
know.
Around Key and SPF.
All of a sudden, sunblocked and took me out. That's a hell of a way to go. What a hell of a way to go.
We tried to warn you, too.
You got to put an SPF if you're going to be a lifeguard watching over the kiddie pool all day long.
No running in around the pool, son.
Before you dive in the pool, you hold your nose to hold your breath.
Oh,
classic.
So if you're the Eagles fans, you're holding your breath, right? Because come April 29th, the question is, are we really going to do it? You heard our Eagles reporter Tim McManus say there right at the end of that little segment, it's possible they could draft a quarterback at 6. And in fact, he's been espousing that theory far earlier than most have. People laughed it off, but not so much. Let's roll into it. Dak got a 4-year deal, so number 4 on the Cowboys gets a big 4-year deal. 4 is also an instructive number because that's the number of starts Jalen Hurts made at the end of 2020. He did go 1-3, but that's a little bit misleading. It's a little bit misleading.
Yeah, he should have probably gone 2-2.
Right, probably should have gone 2-2. That last game was just a total fiasco with the situation with the Washington football team.
It sounds bad, though. 1-3.
Right? It does sound bad. 1-3, but he did give them a spark. And he was on the Adam Schefter podcast and essentially said, listen, I'm the guy. He doesn't talk much, but just listen to the words he's saying here.
What are your thoughts on heading into your second season as the presumed starting quarterback?
I think, you know, nothing changes for me in my mindset. Going in every day trying to get better as a player, be the best leader I can be, impact the guys around me, and ultimately, you know, it's just about winning football games and being consistent and doing that. So my mentality, you know, it doesn't alter not one bit.
Now, Key, there is some discussion here. Hurt saying all the right things, no surprise there. There is some discussion over this past week that owner Jeffrey Lurie has essentially told everybody under him, management, coaching staff, that we need to sort of clear the decks here. Yes, I mean, if we need to draft somebody at 6, it's there. But in this moment in time, it would be nice if we had in Jalen Hurts' mindset, we're going to clear the decks and you are going to be the guy. That seems to be the message reportedly coming from Lurie. That, of course, could change. But right now, all the eggs, for the moment, are in the Hurts basket.
Yeah, well, you made a decision to move on from Carson Wentz, a guy that helped you get to a Super Bowl. You didn't participate in the Super Bowl, but he helped you get there. You moved on from him after paying him a nice sum of cash, and he's now in Indianapolis and trying to restore his once promising career. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, you drafted in the second round to back Carson Wentz up, but also as an insurance policy, just in case Carson Wentz didn't live up to the expectations that you set for him. So why even float the idea or flirt with the idea of drafting a quarterback at 6 when you have so many other holes on your team, when this is a very capable young man in a small sample size to grow at the position? Why put the pressure on him to make him feel as though you don't believe or trust in him? Now you want to waste a second-round pick because you drafted a guy that's probably not as good as him in the draft, because I don't think, and this is just me, you can go get one of these quarterback experts that'll tell you different. These quarterbacks that's coming out in the draft, who's better than Jalen Hurts? In all honesty, who's better than Jalen Hurts and these guys coming out in this year's draft?
I doubled down. Who's better or more accomplished
than Jalen Hurts?
I'd even double down.
Than Jalen Hurts coming out in the draft.
Key, I'm a competitive dude. So going into my sophomore year of college, I was National Player of the Year in high school.
Really?
Right? Listen, National Player of the Year in high school. Had a rough freshman year at Duke. Going into my sophomore year, Coach K brought in another National Player of the Year at the same position as me in Chris Duhon. You know what my mentality was going into that year? Every practice, I'm going to try to beat your head in. Now, eventually, we end up playing together, right? Mm-hmm. This continues to be an indictment for me on Carson Wentz, and I hope it works out for Carson Wentz in Indianapolis. But it just goes to show you is that, hey, even if you have a backup plan with drafting a quarterback in the second round, if you have a quarterback who's secure in himself, even if he has bad games, knows that he's the leader of a team, it's never a question. Look at Jordan Love. Look at that whole scenario. Even with Aaron Rodgers, I'm not saying you're comparable in Aaron Rodgers to Carson Wentz, but Aaron Rodgers, I worried about Jordan Love. He ain't taking my damn spot. This is my team. I'm going to be with my teammates. I'm riding out. And it just goes to show you that Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, has so much more faith and confidence in the way that, you know, he's going to build around Jalen Hurts. Because Jalen, even if he's younger, Key, like, hey, okay, well, Jalen Hurts has proven that he can go take that spot.
The difference in your analogy of Duke and Chris Duhon is, number one, well, that I almost made a joke. It's college basketball. This is professional football with the number six pick. That's about $28 million of guaranteed money.
I don't care what your guaranteed money is, Key.
You don't care, right? But the organization do. When they take a guy that high, that guy gonna play. No matter what you do, that guy is going to play.
That's not necessarily true, though, Key, with this year.
They're not going to take a guy at quarterback.
Do you know how hard it was for Doug Peterson to actually play Jalen Hurts? He tried to not play him because so many times, think about all the pressers that we talked about. What was Doug Peterson saying throughout all these times, right? Like, he gave Carson Wentz every opportunity in the world to say, own it, play better. Make it your damn team.
Yes. Think about what you just said, Jay. He gave him every opportunity.
That's what
every,
but that goes to Carson Wentz at the end of the day.
I understand that. But they're not taking a guy number six overall to not be the guy. They're drafted. If they took a quarterback at number six overall, Jalen Hurts might as well forget it.
Well, no, I understand that.
They're not taking a dude, no matter how strong-minded and tough Jalen Hurts is, if they're drafting a quarterback at number six –
So you're saying the only –
that dude going to play. This so ain't Jordan Love at 20 whatever it was.
So you're saying the only way a quarterback can succeed is if no team ever drafts any other quarterback behind him. Like, they can't over –
No, you can draft a guy behind him, but not at number six. Not when you – I'm not taking a quarterback in the second round where they took him and then the next year
Hurts.
And then say, well, we're going to sit him behind Jalen Hurts for 4 years.
I'm not looking at Jalen Hurts like I'm looking at Carson Wentz that had a spectacular season where Nick Foles completed them to win a Super Bowl, right? Carson Wentz was different.
So why are you taking a quarterback at six?
I'm not saying you're doing this for Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying I like the move by not doing this for Jalen Hurts.
Of course,
I just said this continues to be an indictment because Jalen Hurts is a lot younger. It was only his rookie year last year. I just said this continues to be an indictment on Carson Wentz about how mentally fragile he is.
But they're not. It has nothing. Carson Wentz is gone. It has nothing to do with Carson Wentz, Zuman. It has to do with the Eagles organization. Do they believe in Jalen Hurts as their future? Coach O'Leary, Jeff O'Leary, the owner, said we want to do everything possible for him to succeed. If somehow they get to April and they take a quarterback at six, that tells me they don't believe in Jalen Hurts at all. Now, if they took a quarterback in the third round or in the fourth round or something like that, that's okay. But when you drafted a dude a year after you took another dude in the first round, not only in the first round, at number six, that's because you don't believe in Jalen Hurts. I don't give a damn what nobody tell you. They're not taking a quarterback at six if they believe in Jalen Hurts. They're not doing that.
And you could also say it's another reprisal of Rosen and Murray. Like, what were we seeing there when that happened, right? When
you're exactly
back-to-back years in a situation like that, with all due respect to Josh Rosen, what can you do? We're moving on.
Yeah, they're not taking Kyler Murray at one and him sitting behind Josh Rosen. It's not going to happen.
I agree with Jeff Lurie to not take a quarterback, but my personal opinion,
after knowing Jalen Hurts since his Alabama days. I hear you. I understand. Even if they did, it wouldn't matter to him. Jalen Hurts would not look at this and be like, I feel you.
I'm just giving you the organizational mindset. Because I just said when we started this conversation, which one of these quarterbacks are better than Jalen Hurts? Zubin doubled down. None of them are better than Jalen Hurts to me.
Well, the position they're drafting.
The position, not the, where they're drafted. And I'll just name them because I'm assuming Trevor Lawrence is gone. Trey Lance is not better than Jalen Hurts in my eyes.
Zach Wilson
is not better than Jalen Hurts in my eyes. And then Mac Jones, I don't even want to go in that conversation. So it's like, why would they take a dude at six? You're taking a dude at six because you don't believe in Jalen Hurts.
Well, it doesn't necessarily believe that you don't believe in Jalen Hurts, but maybe the sample size was small enough where you're not sure. You're not saying with conviction 1,000% that he's our guy. Like, look, my original point was even if they did, it would not matter to Jalen Hurts. I'm just telling you how he thinks.
They shouldn't, though. They shouldn't even approach it from that standpoint. He should be the guy moving forward. In my eyes, I think he has the ability to be successful in the National Football League. A guy that's very similar to him just got paid $160 million.
Mm. And the bottom line is if he works out, the one thing we're not talking about is we're going to get back to some callers on guys that have cashed in mega money like Mahomes and Dak Jackson and Virginia. Hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second. If it works with Hurts, it's going to hurt so good with the salary cap because they're going to be able to build around
him. I see
him.
What you did.
Now 0-3. Everybody's got one.
I see what you did.
I start off the day with a lot of bad jokes. So. I didn't get the sound effects like that, though.
Hurts. Cool, I get it.
But the bottom line would be if he turns out to be the quarterback that you all think he can be, then they're going to be able to operate on not just a rookie deal, like a second-round rookie deal where you can really build around him in a division that, let's be honest, is frankly for the taking. Jackson in Virginia. So no money here on Hurts. It's a great deal if it works out. Jackson in Virginia, you're on ESPN Radio. You got some thoughts on two guys that recently have cashed in a gigantic way.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Oh, he's back. So,
like, what's up, Jack?
last year when we were talking about the Mahomes deal, we thought, like, I think most people thought it was a relatively team-friendly contract, and the Cowboys were kind of, like, pressed on having to get a deal done so Dak could negotiate, so it's a lot more leverage on his side, and Mahomes could have waited and then gotten more money, but his deal was pretty team-friendly, in my opinion, so that's why I think they're so similar.
You know what I'm about to say, man? I believe you got some sort of voice thing going on, something going on where you hide your voice and you lying to us about your age.
You said you were 12.
Because you know too much.
He sounds like a GM.
And I don't know if your parents are sitting there handing you notes or whatever, but you damn good at this, man. You really are good at this. It's amazing. And this is not a setup, Zubin. Literally, I just had this conversation.
We were just talking about this during the break.
I just had this conversation with Jay during the break. The same things that this young man said, because Jay asked me the difference between Mahomes' deal and Dax. And I said, one is Patrick Mahomes gave a friendly deal for the team. Mm-hmm. And Dak Prescott paid exactly what he was supposed to get paid based on him waiting. Some would think that he got overpaid, but he's up next. And Jackson, this young man is – very impressive.
Indeed. Go crush it in fourth period social studies today. Go crush it in fourth period social studies.
I mean, look at me, you, and Jay. We did all right. And I don't know that we crushed it in the fourth period. But
Zubin's like, well, I crushed social studies.
Why you change your voice? Zubin,
let's run through the state capitals. Who wants to run through the state capitals?
I don't want to play this game.
I don't want to play this game. Sacramento, California, correct? Okay, I think Sacramento is the capital of California.
Yes, it is.
Underrated if you're not from out there.
Montpelier, Vermont.
Trenton, New Jersey for us. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. You know what I just thought about? He's 12, so in the 12-plus meter, we're always going 25 to 54, but in the 12-plus, Jackson is helping us out.
That is unbelievable.
12 still Gen Z. Gen Z.
He was from where?
Virginia.
So I'm just trying to think when we get back to real life and we start traveling a little bit with our show on the road, I wonder where I want him to come out and join us somewhere.
We should do that. We'll fly him out. Fly him and his dad out. Yeah, come out to the show. Come kick it with us.
For sure. 100%.
We got to figure out. Yeah.
Kiddie pool.
The kiddie pool.
He's 12. He's not 2.
Depends how deep the pool is. Right?
I'm going to take this sweatshirt off because I feel like I'm just going to be the butt of all jokes. Sports Center, let's go.
I would love that for Jackson to come to a game. See, all right, Sports Center.
All right, let's do it. All right, Jackson, you're always welcome to call back anytime. Can Dak get the Cowboys to a Super Bowl? How about we ask a Super Bowl champion if that's the case? He's on the way after this Sports Center update. And a shocking development, this morning's lead story is about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys agreeing to a four-year, $160 million deal, $126 guaranteed, $75 million in the first year, $66 million signing bonus. Sometimes playing the long game and being patient is worth it. And oh, by the way, not to overstate, the deal is 4 years, precisely what Dak and his representatives wanted. Here's Adam Schefter on why Dak won, and so did the boys.
Dak Prescott will once again have this deal expire when he's 31 and the new TV money kicks in, and Dak Prescott will get another bite of the apple, and it should be a glorious bite if he performs to the level that he has in recent years. But the Cowboys lock in their quarterback. They save $15.5 million against the cap this year.
That's gigantic, because had he played on the franchise tag, he would have been playing a little over $37 million. This year's cap hit, despite all the incredible numbers I just reeled off, is going to be $22 million. So that's where Schefter's talking about the $15 million. And that's key because obviously the Cowboys can build around him. The salary cap's going to be lower than it's ever been. So they're not going to have nearly as much to spend. So it all ties in together. Les Miles, no longer together with the University of Kansas. He's out. This after a devastating report on some of the actions and inappropriate behavior he had at LSU. AD Jeff Long at Kansas says they vetted Les Miles the best they could. And Creighton head coach Greg McDermott is back with the Blue Jays this after stepping aside after making some racially insensitive comments a little more than 2 weeks ago after a loss to Xavier. He did offer to resign. The school said absolutely not. He is back. Creighton will be playing in the Big East tournament later this week, and they will be in the NCAA tournament when the bracket is revealed on Sunday. And SportsCenter is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spend your tax return wisely. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk.
Hey.
He waited. He got it. And think about it. Week 5, as I mentioned, sitting there writhing in pain with millions of people watching. Compound fracture. No idea what the severity was. And the next time he takes a football field, 4 years, 160. That's a long way from sitting on the turf against the division rival thinking, maybe, just maybe, it's over after he bet on himself.
Long
and now you can
Mississippi
bet.
State. Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. For Dakota Rain Prescott. And it's raining some cash. That's definitely for sure. Let's go to the Goodyear Hotline and welcome in Booger McFarland, ESPN football analyst. All over the place. You see him Saturday on the college, where, of course, Dak tore it up in Mississippi State. You see him Sunday and Monday as well, doing the studio work and doing a fantastic job. All right, so, Boog, you're a two-time Super Bowl champion. So we're going to ask you this morning's poll question, which actually involves the Super Bowl. So now that Dak's in the fold for 4 years, more likely over this four-year span, the four that Dak wanted, the Cowboys finally get a Super Bowl, or Dak walks?
More likely that they that Dak walks, because it's just so tough to get a Super Bowl, man. I think when you look at the teams that are ready to win right now, because Dallas is not, I think depending on what they do at the quarterback position in New Orleans, obviously Tampa Bay, Green Bay, the Rams, now that they have a quarterback, like these teams are ready to win right now. Until the Cowboys fix their defense and they can get an offensive line that can stay healthy consistently, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, those guys that have been stalwarts up front, they haven't been healthy consistently in a long time. So if you were asking me to bet some of Jay Will's NBA money and Keith's NFL money, I would probably lean toward Dak walking before they win a Super Bowl.
Why you got to bet my money, Booger? Come on, man.
Yeah, you just
give that NBA money long, dude. You know that.
Hey, as you know, Boog, in the locker room, we don't count other people's money, man. We just happy for him, right? I mean, we don't get involved. Yep. We don't get involved in that, but I want you to get involved in this. What was your initial reaction to Dak Prescott when the deal got finalized?
Super happy for Dak, man. Dak is a Louisiana kid, even though he went to Mississippi State. He's from the Shreveport area. So to understand and know his story and to have followed it pretty closely, for the people that are going to doubt him and say, well, he doesn't deserve all this. The guy came in and he was drafted not in the first round. He was a guy that played the first 4 years of his career, made $4 million. He got tagged last year, made 31. So he earned this. He wasn't given anything. And for him to go out and earn the money, regardless of whether you think he should be paid this high or not, I was super happy for him because this is the way it's supposed to be done. You know, this is not a guy that was drafted first overall like Sam Bradford and given $60, $70 million before he ever played a snap. This is a guy that went out and earned every dollar he got inside the locker room. He's a leader. He's a guy that if you say, I want somebody to represent America's team and be the consummate professional, to be a guy that you can put out in front of any type of audience and he will do the company proud, that company being the Dallas Cowboys, I couldn't think of a better example than Dak Prescott. So I was super happy for Dak.
Booger, you know, everybody's saying this morning, well, the deal worked out great for both sides. And I understand that to a degree. But didn't the Cowboys get fleeced here to a degree? I mean, imagine if they had did this deal 2 years ago.
Well, I don't know if the Cowboys got fleeced. I think what the Cowboys did was simply say, you know what, we don't have to pay him a couple years ago. Yeah, we could have, and it would have saved us a couple of nickels here and there. But, I mean, the Cowboys are the most profitable team in the NFL. Fair. They're not really concerned about a couple nickels here and there. They were probably more concerned about, let's sit back and wait and continue to allow Dak to progress. Let's look at Dak a year in this Mike McCarthy offense. And although we didn't see 4 or 5 games, he looked pretty good. So I think Dallas saw enough. You couple that with Jerry understands finances. And he knows that the new TV deal is coming and all that influx of cash is going to be put in. And when you look at $40 million a year in 2 years, it's probably going to look like what the Jared Goff deal looked like when they signed it.
You're right.
Everybody was saying, oh, okay, Jared and Carson got 31. That's about right. When you look at Dak in a couple years and Dak is at 41, 42, whatever the number is, based on the salary cap, which is expected to explode, everybody will say the same thing. Okay, that's about right where Dak should be at.
You're right, Book. Fleece was the wrong word. Go ahead, Key.
Booger McFarland joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning. Book, let me ask you this, though, because you were a free agent, big money contract. I got traded to Tampa, big money contract. J. Will, number 2 pick, big money. Chicago Bulls expectations ridiculous for all 3 of us. What are the expectations going to be like now for Dak Prescott as he signs this new contract?
Well, I think the expectations on the outside are going to be Dak has got to be something different than he's been. He's got to now become the spokesman. He's the face of the franchise. He's now all these different things. And that's all for the media and all for the fans. The reality of it is they paid Dak Prescott based on what they've seen and the trajectory that he's on. And so if he just continues to be who he is, he's already a leader in their locker room. He's already one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football. Just continue doing that and be consistent. I can deal with a guy that's consistently really, really good than I can with a guy who's great 1 week and down the next. And so if that just continues on the path that he's on, that's all he's got to. Now, from a team standpoint, you can't expect Dak to pick up for a defense that was terrible last year. We saw the best quarterback that we all think in the National Football League, in Patrick Mahomes, he got decimated in the Super Bowl because he didn't have help. The quarterback position is going to need some help, especially in Dallas. The defense has got to be better. The offensive line has got to continue to get healthy and be better. And if they do that, then they have a quarterback that can take them where they want to go, but he can't do it by himself. So for those who are going to write the articles and say it's Super Bowl or bust now, that's really clickbait. What you have to look at the Cowboys and say, okay, can they win currently as constructed? And the answer is still no, because their defense is not good enough. Now, they've secured the most important position in quarterback for the next 4 years. But, Key, if I ask you right now, are the Cowboys the favorite? Forget about the NFC. Are they the favorite in the East? I would still tell you no. So they still have a lot of work to do in Dallas. Mm.
What's interesting, just to back up Booger's point on the way out the door here, the defense, and putrid is not even a strong enough word. Even when Dak was playing out of his mind before he got injured, the defense in three of the four games that Dak was out there balling out of control. Why was he balling that way? Because the defense was giving up 39, 38, and 49 points in back-to-back-to-back games. Boog, thanks for taking none of my money since I don't have any compared to you guys anyway. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Boog.
Hey, Zubin, way to tag it on the way out. You could have saved some of that and let me talk another 30 seconds ago.
Why everybody want to get on this show and take up all the space? Huh?
That's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Booger, presented by Progressive Insurance. Well, Book, thank you very much,
here,
my man.
They come on here. Never go up for oxygen.
Book got it. He all right.
Yeah, that's all good. That's my dude.
On the way out the door, we're asking this morning, more likely, Super Bowl or Dak leaves. I think we are turning the tide because we have shaved 0.2% off the total. 89.7%, not 89.9%.
People do not believe. I don't know if it's just hate. I don't think people believe in the Cowboys.
Same thing. However you want
to. What do you mean?
It's hate. Don't believe. Same thing. Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
We got a break.
That we do. On the way, you know who does believe in Dak? His old QB coach.
I believe.
And he's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Booger on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Uh-oh. Everyone walked away from this getting essentially what they wanted, and the Cowboys found a way to do it.
What really hung the deal up is the length of the contract. The Cowboys wanted at least five. Dak wanted four.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Cowboys fans can only hope that Dak Prescott ends his career with the star on the helmet. We'll see. He could be up for free agency again at the age of 31. A guy that did end his career with the Dallas Cowboys is our next guest, and that is John Kitna, well-traveled. He also was a former Cowboys quarterback coach and had that role with Dak. Knows him so well, and he's got insight on the biggest story in sports that very few have, and we welcome him this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on the Goodyear Hotline. John, good morning. What do you make of the news, considering you know Dak, the person and the player?
Yeah, just super happy for him. Been through a lot in life, in his career, and, you know, just his patience and never flinching, knowing what he's worth and fighting for. So just, you know, happy for him and excited for what this means for him for the next 4 years.
Having played in Dallas, been around the Cowboys, been in the National Football League, around Tony Romo, how much pressure is on Dak Prescott to deliver a Super Bowl?
That's the only standard in Dallas. It's all that anybody talks about. And obviously, it's been a long time, and it's not easy to win them, even though, you know, Tom has made it look that way. it's not easy. And so, yeah, as you know, Keith, that's – Nobody talks about anything else but winning Super Bowls here. So, but the great thing about Dak is his standard is higher than anybody else's for him.
John, you know, obviously Dallas with having Tony Romo and thinking about Super Bowls and championships, Zach being a fourth-round pick, I mean, how does it make you feel to see him get the money that he's been waiting 2 years to get?
Yeah, it's just, you know, as a former player, I always like seeing players and I, you know, as you guys know, I always like just seeing players get what they deserve. And you know, it really doesn't happen as often as it should, to be honest, because it is such a you know, a business of injury and business of, you know, teams, players moving and all this stuff and different GMs coming in and wanting different, you know, rosters and things like that. But just to see a guy that has worked his tail off from the day that he took over, you know, thinking he wasn't going to get a rep at all for a whole season, thinking he basically going to get a redshirt year, and all of a sudden he's in and play as great as he played as a rookie, and he's just continued to progress every year of his career, and his production is incredible. And then getting a chance to be in the Cowboys organization coaching for that year and just getting to see how much he does outside of what people see. He's everything you want as a quarterback. So to see him get the contract that he got is, for me as a former player, and then for somebody that coached him and loves him like I love one of my own sons, just thankful that he got what he deserved.
So what was the difference in the offense that we saw last year before he got hurt as opposed to the offense in 2019 when you were with him?
Yeah, well, I think they added a couple of pieces to make it even more explosive offensively, and, you know, bringing in Coach McCarthy and just, you know, some new fresh ideas and things that he's done and ways to attack defenses. Anytime you keep adding things like that and keep the core of your guys together, you would hope that it continues to progress. And obviously we saw a huge jump. Now, some of that was they were forced into doing it because, you know, they were getting behind in games. And so you had to play at lightning speed and take these chances. But that's the incredible thing about Dak is he's able to play aggressively and play, you know, and take some chances, play kind of on the edge without really having a lot of turnovers and putting the team in danger and putting the ball in harm's way. So I just think it was a natural regression, to be honest with you. And it was unfortunate that he got hurt because, you know, they were on the brink of doing some stuff that, you know, hadn't really been seen.
John Kitten, the former quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, Cincinnati Bengals, Dallas Cowboys, former Dallas Cowboy quarterback coach, currently head coach of Burleson High School in Burleson, Texas, is joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. John, let me ask you this. You've seen players in this league make big money, get paid, and then lose that edge that they had prior to the payday. Do you sense that, or do you feel that that could happen with Dak at all?
No. You have to be around him for about 5 minutes to know that that'll never happen with this guy. His desire. Hello?
Go ahead, John.
We got you.
Okay, just making sure. His desire for growth and to be the best is, you know, beyond anything I've seen. And I said that from the beginning. I've never been around a guy that's just like every day I'm trying to get better. And he just never rests. And the reality is, yeah, he's getting paid from the Cowboys now, but he, you know, he's had a lot of money, you know, with endorsements and sponsorships and stuff like that. So it's not going to change much for him. I think it's just nice to know that, heck, I got what I deserve and what I'm worth.
What will it take for him to get them over the top?
We got about 10 seconds here, John.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you know, it's from him. I mean, keep doing what he's doing, get back to healthy. But just, as you know, it's a team sport. And he just got to keep being that leader that he is. And now that all this is out of the way, you know, everything is pointing forward.
John, thank you very much. Back with another Cowboy to weigh in on the biggest Cowboy of all next.